with Ali C.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Always a pleasure to talk with Victoria Jones. Victoria, I always say this, but boy, this week it's really been a busy week because next week's what I call a bye week or an off week. Everybody's out next week, right?
That's right. They're all off. And I think that that might have been part of the reason why they really pushed to get this payroll tax deal done, because they didn't want to have to stay in school.
Yeah, there you go. We're not doing any overtime. We're not hanging out any extra. So the payroll tax vote, you know, there have been a couple of people, a couple of Congress folks who have come out and say, oh, I'm not going to vote for it because of this or that, because of federal pensions or whatever. But this looks like it's going to sail through, right?
I think so, particularly since Nancy Pelosi said today at her press conference that the Democrats will vote for it. They're not crazy about the fact that new federal workers will have to kick in more for their pensions, but she says that they will support it. She says, we do not like the pay for. We do recognize that the bill does contain the three features we said were necessary. I don't see a scenario where our members will vote against it, she said. So they're on board. And John Boehner, the speaker, also had his press conference today, and he said that they were on board. He said it's a fair agreement. Although he did basically say that it was, you know, only there because the president thinks.
Yeah. The other big thing that happened, so we'll wait for that to go through Friday and see if there's anything that stops it. But what happened with the women walking out, the panelists at the birth control hearing? There was no women. They all walked out, right?
This is fascinating. Yeah, the House Government Oversight and Reform Committee, Darrell Issa is the chair of this. Well, he said it was a hearing on religious liberty, but all they talked about was contraception. And Representative Carolyn Maloney and Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton both protested. Carolyn Maloney, Democrat of New York, said, what I want to know is, where are the women? I look at this panel of witnesses, and I don't see one single individual representing the tens of millions of women across the country who want and need insurance coverage for basic preventive health care services, including family planning. And the five witnesses were all male religious leaders or professors, including a Catholic bishop.
So, that's interesting.
There were two women on the later panel, but the first panel is the one that draws the most attention. Nobody takes any notice on the second panel. So there were no women. And Darrell Issa said that the one woman who the Democrats wanted to have included was not qualified. He wouldn't let her speak.
Wow. Boy,
so
that's
just out.
And they walked out and that was it. So then it was only the men standing, right?
Right, and now Carolyn Maloney, I think, came back, but Ella Holmes Norton did not come back.
Wow.
And then, making things worse today on the contraception issue, Foster Price is the wealthy investor who bankrolls Rick Santorum's super PAC. You often see him standing right behind him, and he appears on MSNBC and Fox and things like this. And mm-hmm. He's a big spokesman for the Santorum campaign. So he's on MSNBC today with Andrea Mitchell, and he's there to argue that social issues are largely irrelevant. And he said this contraception thing, my gosh, it's so inexpensive. You know, back in my days, they'd use Bayer aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put it between their knees, and it wasn't that costly.
Did he really say that? I didn't even hear that. You're kidding me.
He said that.
Oh, well, that's going to be like the shot heard around the world. It hasn't reached our mini station yet, but we'll get it out there. That's crazy. Wow, and there must be blowback on this.
Oh, absolutely. She was visibly taken aback. She said, excuse me, I'm just trying to catch my breath from that, Mr. Price, frankly.
Wow.
And then I think she blew it. She said, let's change the subject. I don't think she knew what to say.
Yeah, Yeah, because she was caught off guard. That's just a crazy comment. Yeah, she didn't expect that.
It was crazy.
Perfect way to end this. We're going to let everybody hear that tonight on America Tonight, because that contraceptive hearing got obviously heated, as you just said, and then this interview with Andrea Mitchell and Santorum's guy and what he had to say to her. Hey, thanks so much, Victoria Jones, for joining us on America Tonight. You hear exactly what he said to Andrea Mitchell coming up in our next segment. Crazy comment, and a lot of people are talking about that, saying how offensive it was and what was he thinking when Foster Fries, anyway, what he said, as Victoria quoted, the comment about the aspirin between their knees for birth control. He's being sarcastic, but what a time to be sarcastic on a show with Andrea Mitchell and talking about the whole hubbub over contraception and religious groups paying for it as it being part of the healthcare coverage. I want to set the menu for you for this hour of America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you sounding off about the tension with Iraq, and ultimately, I've said, are we going to see World War III here? And many of you have your own thoughts on whether or not it's even worth it getting into the fray, plus nukes and chopping down the arsenal, how you feel about that as well. That seemed to raise a lot of eyebrows in some of these past discussions. So besides that, we'll mix it up on a couple of other things. Like, this is crazy. You want to talk about fair or foul? I'm going to give you two. The first one is this. Governor Chris Christie is ordering flags to be lowered half-staff for Whitney Houston. Yes, the singer who is being buried this weekend after she died with some kind of alcohol-related prescription pill thing in Los Angeles. So, yeah, half mass. I say, is it fair or foul? And the reason I say that is because you have specifically one mother of a Marine who was killed saying, you know what, I think that's offensive to do that. My son was killed by a suicide bomber just 4 weeks ago in Afghanistan. He was 25 years old. They killed my son. They took his body away from me. And here we are lowering flags for this singer, saying that she's disappointed, saddened, and hurt and offended, pretty much, all in the same breath. So, you know, the question is it a little bit of an offensive thing to, because it's supposed to be about people maybe that served dark days in our country's history, when you lower the flag, when you fly the flag at half mast? Or am I wrong about that? Has that changed? And just like we were talking about the naming of the Navy ships, have the definitions turned around? Have we decided that we can alter ultimately what we've done before in history as to the reason why? You know, federal law authorizes governors of states to order flags lowered to half staff for state officials or residents who've died. There really isn't a law or any kind of a rule that would require the person that's being honored to have been a politician or a service member. It's just that it's always been that way. Chris Christie approved something kind of similar when Bruce Springsteen's E Street band member, the great Clarence Clemons, died last June. So if you go by that definition, well, Clarence Clemons, Whitney Houston, so Chris Christie decides when he feels like it, he's going to do that. And this was a time where he felt like it, that she was a native New Jerseyite with a big name and people knew her. And so he's decided that it's worth doing that. But I can see why some people would be offended.
Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience.
Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Come away with me in the night.
You know, this whole question of honoring people is actually a really good one, especially when there are a group of people in this country, and bravo, I have asked about this in several states and for several reasons. How about honoring the soldiers returning home from Iraq with some sort of a national day, a big splash, parades in major cities, something, some way to honor people, frankly, who gave their limbs, gave their soul, helped other people in another country to try to rebuild villages and to get away from the dependence on the Taliban. I mean, there's got to be a way to coordinate this. Remember, there was one huge parade that happened in Arizona, and there wasn't a dry eye around, but what a cool thing to do, and it just was a socially media-driven thing, and people showed up, and people came from all over the place. It'd be great to see that. I think something has to be done. I mean, they're having a White House dinner at the end of February. They pick some guests from different branches of the military, and also some of the Gold Star families. Those are people who have lost a son or a daughter in the conflict in Iraq. They're going to be there, which, okay, that's good. But I think the idea of the parade in a lot of different communities would really be something. I mean, it really would. You got to think about this. 1.5 million Americans fought in that country after we invaded it in 2003 and withdrew in December after a pretty bloody conflict that left how many troops dead and many more wounded. That was the key thing, the how many were wounded. 32,000, 4,500 troops officially died in the conflict, but 32,000 wounded and so many families ripped apart. So the idea is, can we not honor them? I think that's the strangest thing. There was a discord between this war and I think people in many pockets of the United States. If you didn't have somebody serving or didn't know somebody down the street, I mean, not always in all cases, but what better thing to do than throw these parades? These veterans deserve a parade. Even if you wait till everybody comes back from Afghanistan if you want to, but something. And nobody's doing nobody's doing much to push for this. I mean, they have to. There's got to be something. Maybe even a ticker tape kind of parade in New York. For goodness sake, they do it for Super Bowl champions. The Giants just had it. They can't do it for people in the military. They couldn't bring people to New York and do it there if they wanted to have one big one. So the reason I say this, honoring people, but yet you have the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who I like. I like a lot of things about Chris Christie, not everything. Because being from New Jersey, I know some things I don't like. But the idea of honoring Whitney Houston, okay, she had a pretty voice, she was a good singer, all that sort of stuff. Yes, she grew up in New Jersey, but half mass for the flags? I don't know. I'd say he's all wet on that. No way. Then throw a parade for the troops from New Jersey and then honor Whitney Houston somehow, some other way. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in Kate Delaney America tonight. Let's go out to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Kate. It's an honor to talk with you again, lady.
It's an honor to have you on this show from Alaska. Is it very, very cold there?
No, we've actually been having some pretty good weather.
Nice.
It was almost spring-like today, but, I just found out on my news feed a while ago that, Whitney Houston, she had a son die, her oldest son died by a suicide bomb in Afghanistan or somewhere. I can't say which country because I don't know right now, but they're reporting, that Whitney Houston had a son die like a few weeks ago, and
are you sure about that? That's got to be some hoax news. I didn't hear anything about that with Whitney Houston. She's got a daughter. She's got a daughter, Bobby Christina, who is 18 years old. But no, you've got some. I think you might have a story twisted there that somebody's trying to yank your chain. I don't believe so. No, she doesn't have a son, just a daughter.
Mother of fallen Marine offended by flag for Houston.
Yeah, that there was a woman I was talking about this whose son died by a suicide bomber. Oh, I see. I thought you said Whitney Houston had a son. No, the woman that you're talking about, yes, she was upset. She was upset about Whitney Houston getting the flag flown at half mast, and yet her son dies the way he did, and they're not rolling out any red carpet or doing anything for him or not flying. She didn't really want that. Or not flying the flag at half mast. I just talked about that. Why do we do that? How come there's nothing to honor a fallen hero, somebody who went to war for this country who served versus a singer? It seems upside down. So yeah, I agree with you. We're on the same page. Yes.
So Whitney Houston didn't have a son that died.
No, it was the
suicide bomb.
No, the son that died was the son of a woman who was complaining but that makes sense. Why should she have the flag in New Jersey? Why should they lower the flags for her? But nothing happens when these bodies and these guys come back from serving, ultimately the biggest sacrifice. So how is it that you honor her and don't honor them? That was the point, definitely. Hey, I'm glad to hear about the weather so that it's warmer there, Jeremy. So take care. None of that Arctic air, I guess, in Alaska. Maybe that's what threw him off. It was kind of a confusing story, though, that did hit the wires. But that's what it was about. That's what I was just explaining earlier. And that's why I said this idea of how you honor people, when you think of the soldiers and the sacrifice, and I mean, listen, it's no secret I say that all the time. I never served, but I have plenty of family members who have served. And regardless of whether or not my family was involved, I think from all the years of doing this show and from talking to people of all different ranks, from all different divisions of the military, I really cannot ever thank the people who sacrificed much more than any of the rest of us did. When you talk about these tough tours again and again and again, and they're soldiers, and they know that, and that's what you do when you're a soldier, but still, I believe that there is not enough going on to honor the people who have done that. It used to be, you think of the World Wars, you think of what happened then, you think of the ticker tape parades, you think of how people were welcomed back. And I'm not saying that families or neighborhoods, of course they're welcoming them back, having big parties, recognizing them, all that kind of stuff. But on a national level, we're missing something. We will spend money on Super Bowls, on World Series. We'll have giant parades in our cities, but yet we don't have a parade for the soldiers that come back. They can't have a parade, a ticker tape parade in New York and just ask people to kick in. If the city of New York can't afford it, ask people to kick in, because I think they would do it. I'm positive they would do it. Something is cockamamie. We're off the tracks when we'll easily do one thing for a singer who, by the way, died. We don't know the exact connecting of the dots, but we know it has to do with prescription drugs and alcohol, and she had struggled with a drug addiction for a long time. So to have a big funeral for her and a celebration, yeah, sure. But there's something wrong about recognizing her but not recognizing, let's say, the unsung heroes, I'm going to call them, because we don't know all their names. Unless they're your neighbor or your son or your daughter. And that's where we have to really examine why we do certain things for certain people and not for others, because we're celebrity crazed. That's why. That's why. So there's a guest list that's already circulated about who's attending Whitney Houston's funeral. And Kevin Costner is going to eulogize her or be one of the people that does. And, you know, there's a whole list of entertainers who are set to be there, gospel singers and Stevie Wonder and Alicia Keys and Aretha Franklin and Roberta Flack, and, you know, the list goes on and on. Bobby Brown, the ex-husband, will be there. He's officially invited to the funeral. And, hey, I think they should honor her. I think they should have a big funeral in Newark, all of that. But on the same day when this comes out, you talk about having the mass lowered, the flag lowered for a singer who died because of what she was doing off the stage. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a BioMat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Somebody who is a key player on Rick Santorum's entourage of trying to get him elected. Got to be careful the people that you have around you. Although this guy's a big-time politico and has done a lot to help him raise money, he made a bonehead comment today on MSNBC. Does anyone watch MSNBC? If some people watch MSNBC, then they probably heard the comment. But I want to clean up what we're talking about here with heroes versus singers, when you should really drop the flag, lower the flag to half-mast, when it's appropriate. There are no rules to this thing. It is up to the governors of states to order that. So 9/11, everybody ordered that around the country. Think of other things that have happened. When somebody like Ronald Reagan died, it was ordered then. When Gerald Ford died, same thing. So many of you have chimed in on this, and you can do this as well by dialing the digits 800-259-5791. Here's one for you. A couple of people that, through the miracle of chat and pal talk, if you go to my website, you can see me. I'm waving, and you can sound off on what we're talking about here. So Harmony says, I am very grateful for people that served and are serving, which is what I always say, and I mean it. It's an authentic. I'm not just spewing that out. For the masses, it's truly what I think. I've explained myself certainly enough times on that. And then we have Michael Mullen, who says, history repeats itself like the Vietnam War. No one honored them. Touche, I agree, other than individual people, parties, neighborhoods, or communities, or that kind of thing. But no, there was no honoring, and there was a lot of lives that were sacrificed, lost, and people that lost their minds because of what they saw in Vietnam. Live coverage says, is serving equivalent to being a hero? Are sports teams and stars heroes? Boy, that gets discussed a lot. That would take us probably 500 hours to come up with any kind of a definitive answer. But I would say no, sports teams and stars are not heroes, but they become iconic to people. There's a reason why you're a fan. You're fanatical about your teams. That's what I wrote a book called Level the Playing Field, and I talk about it in the book, that about that fanaticism that we have, that universities especially, where you have college students that go crazy for XYZ team. But heroes, no. Heroes in the sense that some of them are amazingly charitable. They give money to kids struggling with cancer, go and dish out food on Thanksgiving or whatever it might be. So I think there are plenty of football stars and baseball stars or any of the sports who give back to their community, but does that make them a hero for doing that? And then the question of, is serving equivalent to being a hero? That's a fair question to ask. I say yes. I say yes because of the horrendous conditions, because of the treatment, because of the sacrifice, because of coming back ultimately to a welcome of what? Just the people that are key in their life, usually. But it's fair and valid for live coverage to say that. Many people listening to me now, that's a great question to bounce around. Do you think serving in the military makes you a hero just because you served in the military? In my world, I salute you because it makes me sick that not enough attention is paid to that, paid to the sacrifice ultimately that, that's some of these very young people have made. You might disagree though on that one, and I can certainly see the other side of that. It's the word hero. What do you define? What do you define as heroism? What does the word hero mean to you? You can look it up, and the definition's not going to help you. I think it's an individual thing as to who you think is a hero. So I think the key thing here is with the Whitney Houston deal, it's fair to say, because Governor Christie, knew he was getting pummeled and defended himself, as he always does, and he said, okay, listen, people are just cutting me down without really realizing some of the things that I have done. The governor has ordered flags flown at half staff for 31 New Jersey soldiers who died, and for police officers who have died in the line of duty, too. So then he goes off the reservation, so to speak, and lowers the flags for Clarence Clemens, and then is now doing it for Whitney Houston. And he said that she deserves the honor because of her huge, this was his reason why, her huge cultural impact, and as a daughter of New Jersey. And then he said he doesn't want to hear what people have to say about her death, because we don't know what the cause is, and just because she has a history of substance abuse, that somehow she forfeited good things that she did in her life. I agree with that. I mean, that's an individual thing. Because there was prescription pills and booze they found or whatever, which the toxicology reports will come in, I mean, I get that. That doesn't define her entire life. My question was about the flags being flown, what it means to you, and is that the right move to make? Is it the right move to make in this case? All right, speaking of the wrong move to make, no matter how you cut this up, and no matter how you feel about this issue, which, by the way, at the end of March, we're going back to Washington, D.C. to hear the Supreme Court oral arguments on the individual health mandate, which is huge and could change the legislation that was passed in 2010, Barack Obama's Affordable Health Care Act, that would definitely be tweaked if the individual mandate was declared unconstitutional. So I can't wait for that. Here's the deal. MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell has a show. The billionaire Santorum backer, his name is Foster Freeze, he said that the debates over Santorum's objections to contraception are just overblown. And then what he said afterwards, I can barely get it out of my mouth, was like when the train left the station and somehow he wasn't on board. I don't think he was on board with what he was saying. Take a listen to what he said.
I get such a chuckle when these things come out. Here we have millions of our fellow Americans unemployed. We have jihadist camps being set up in Latin America, which Rick has been warning about, and people seem to be so preoccupied with sex. I think it says something about our culture. We maybe need a massive therapy session so we can concentrate on what the real issues are. And this contraceptive thing, my gosh, it's such inexpensive. You know, back in my days, they used bare aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put it between their knees, and it wasn't that costly.
Wow. And you know what he means by saying that? That women who didn't want to become pregnant were abstinent, and that then they didn't have to use birth control. That's what the comment means, because already some people were emailing me and saying, what does that mean? That's like old school. Like, how did you even know what that means? So, is this going to hurt Rick Santorum? Is this going to make trouble for his campaign because Freeze makes that comment? You know, probably not, but it was a dumb thing to say. And he makes the other point well. If he wanted to just focus on that and say, you know, let's just push this issue aside and get away from the trap door and talk about the fact that we have massive unemployment, even when we hear that the job seekers, the jobless roles are down, it's still not the accurate numbers. And what about these jihadist camps that are pretty close to home? He makes some good points there, but it's totally lost in the other thing that he said. And, you know, come on, what was he thinking? He needed to clarify that differently and say it differently if he was going to do that. And, you know, you cannot be serious that you said that. And Andrea Mitchell, just as we were told in the top of the show by Victoria, he didn't, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News, he didn't really, it just came out of nowhere, sort of, and she didn't really, you know, pick up on it after that. She just let it kind of die after that. I don't know. What's your reaction to that? I know. And the best is I saw a headline. You can spin this any way you want, right? I saw a headline that I was so anxious to tell you about when I found this later. And this is from the Atlantic Wire. It says, Foster Freeze obviously lying about using aspirin as birth control back in his day. He was being sarcastic, but it was misplaced sarcasm because it was just too easy to pick up on this and to nail him for it. And so why take anything away from Santorum when he's backing him? Duh. Edit your comments. If you want to be sarcastic, make sure you do it the right way. Not when you're asked about this hot ticket item for people to talk about. I mean, come on. That's the thing. So, moving along, we've got the mailbox coming up next, meaning I'm going to the mailbox. I'm opening it up, and I'm actually checking the email. Lots of comments about a couple of different things, including Foster Freeze. So a lot of people heard that. It was tweeted all over the place. That's next on ATN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
The land of confusion. That might be Iran. Iran now saying they're ready for nuke talks. Yep, that's what a negotiator told the European Union anyway. They're offering to get up and chat over the program as soon as possible. Maybe it's working. Maybe finally the sanctions that had some teeth in it are working, or this is just a ruse. Because I don't think they're backing off the nuclear weapon. Tensions couldn't be any higher. Israel is threatening to launch some kind of a rocket or rockets or missiles as a preemptive strike to push back Iran's nuclear program, just try to blow it up, but good luck, that's underground. So how sincere is this effort? You know, the latest sanctions are on energy and banking. Iran is cutting oil exports, they say, to six European countries as a result of that. So the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, France, Greece, Portugal, they're going to get cut off. Our defense secretary says that we would discuss the letter with anybody that is part of the P5 plus one club. You know who the P5 plus one club is, right? If you don't, I'm going to tell you right now. China, France, Russia, England, Germany, of course, the United States. So we'll see. How sincere is the letter? It was sent Tuesday, the day before Iran flaunted yet another generation of centrifuges of the nuclear fuel cycle. And you had the president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I always think of Dr. Evil when I see him, who was in a white lab coat. He was there to load some fuel rods into the core of a Tehran reactor. So, you know, listen, we'll see. Is the letter a ruse or is the letter for real? That's the question you have to ask yourself, I think, right? All right, we're heading for the finish line. If you want to chime in on anything, you can kick it around with us, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Kenny in Alabama. Hey, Kenny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I grew up here in Alabama. I've lived here all my life, so I've grown up in the Bible Belt. The comment from Santorum supporter won't make any difference to the Santorum people. One of the things about the Bible, the right-wing Christians are, do as we say, not as we do. And their attitude is, women, it's always the woman's fault if she gets pregnant no matter what. Women are supposed to say no.
True. That's right. If you look at it from that perspective,
it sends all the rest of us who actually think, but the people who are supporting Santorum, his core supporters, that's what they believe, so it doesn't bother them.
Yeah, so I don't think it takes, and that was the thing that I threw out, it's not going to really take much of a nick out of him. It was a silly thing for Foster.
They'll probably cheer about it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why he did it. He just loaded up another comment, just loading the gun, so to speak, saying, okay, I'm going to fire one off and let's see where this goes. Let's see where the flare goes. And it did hit its target, Kenny.
But, and by the way, Iran is just stalling for time.
Yeah. So that they can get that weapon done. Yeah.
They're trying to get all their technology further underground. In our local paper here last week, the U.S. authorized spending for improving the bunker buster, so it'll get down to below 200 feet, down more than 200 feet below ground before it detonates now.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that. That's why Israel wants to lean on us, because we're the only one that has that capability.
Yeah, and we're updating the capability again.
Yeah. Yeah, which is smart to do. What do you think, Kenny? Would you, if you were in the shoes of Leon Panetta, would you just lie in wait, see what happens? And if you gotta let it rip, if you gotta do something to Iran, you gotta make the move. Would you make the move?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we make too many moves into too many countries, so I don't know. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to. I think it would be better to wait and see because the U.S. we got into Iraq because of a lie. Afghanistan, we're bogged down and it's a big mess. It might be better to wait until the shooting starts this time.
Yeah, wait, so let them sort it out, and if we have to jump in, then we're ready.
Yeah, because before we didn't, we just jumped in. Maybe it's time to wait a little bit and let some of the shooting start and see which way it's starting to shake out. See who's moving toward which side. There's a potential with Iran and with Syria to blow up into something really massive.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's scary
to see
what's
happening.
Not like
Iraq. There really weren't a lot of people supporting Iraq, when we went after them, but we have a couple of other large powers supporting Iran.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a much more dangerous game. I agree with you. This is a tough call. Kenny, you're a good caller. You've called us several times. Thanks. You have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. We might be able to sneak another one in. But let's run down to the mailroom, because I promised we would check the mail, and I am going to pay that off. Ready?
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Ooh. All right, this one from David, listening to us in Vermont. David says, Foster Freeze, what an idiot. What is he trying to do to Rick Santorum? What a stupid comment he made, Kate. Well, yeah, we just were talking about that. I don't think it takes any, as Kenny said, any of the core voters, people who would vote for Rick Santorum, away. But if he was trying to stir it up, actually, maybe that was the intent. He's that kind of guy. Listen, he's a cocky billionaire guy. He can say what he wants to say. He's not trying to, I think that's what it was about. It was a sarcastic comment. He's not trying to edit what he says. That's who he is. So he's not thinking, I'm going to go on their show and I'm willing to talk about why I love Rick Santorum because he wants to get people working again and he's worried about jihadist camps in third world countries that are neighboring us and, whatever. But then he threw that little caveat in about contraception and I guess he did stir it up. Maybe unintentionally. Let's do another one of those. Let's see. We've got Brian who says, Thumbs down on Santorum's guy, although he has deep pockets and it's all about the money, Kate. As you say, follow it. Whoever has the money wins. That's kind of a sad commentary, isn't it? Whoever has the money wins. Yeah. Well, that's why, what's Obama's rallying cry? Go after the rich people. Make them pay. Let's move on to another one having to do with Whitney Houston. This one from Violet, who says, America Tonight, Whitney Houston, sad loss, yes, indeed, for her brilliant ballads, that voice, absolutely killer, but she died. She's just another person who died. Unfortunately, most likely, mixing pills and booze. Sad for her daughter and her family. Yes, they should honor her in their own way, but isn't it overblown in this country? More conversation about Houston than the things that are happening that affect you and me, like the payroll tax extension, and how much will it really amount to, or the deficit, or what's happening with jobs, or what's going to happen in 2012. Touche. Are people paying attention to the real stuff, or is it all about celebrity? And it's a rubbernecking event when someone dies. That's why the paparazzi, they're like hounds. They're bloodhounds. They live for this stuff. I hate to say it, but that's what happens. So that's what's going to happen with her tribute. It's a big deal. It's a big showy thing. In the end, it's sad. Who's worse off? The family, because she's got an 18-year-old daughter. Okay, here's one from Tank. I love that nickname. It's got to be a nickname. Tank. Tank says, yo, been listening to the show. I've weighed in on a couple of things, as you know. Don't know if you mentioned this or not, Kate. I know that you used to cover the New York Mets. Did you see the thing about Gary Carter? Carter was the man in his day. A lot of people in the city mourning the loss of Gary Carter. Yeah, Hall of Fame catcher for the Mets. And just 57 years old, he was the guy who hit the bottom of the 10th single in Game 6 of the 86 World Series that helped the Mets lead that charge, sorry Boston fans, against the Red Sox, and then of course they eventually beat them. He had brain cancer last May, so he lasted up to this point. Just really a rough ride for him. So, yep, an all-star catcher. 57 years old. Pretty young, I'd have to say. Pretty young. All right, it's Exit Line Friday, so I got to leave you with something. How about this? Light travels faster than sound. This is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak.